Welcome to Becoming Unstuck, a safe place to help individuals find the tools they need to live the life they truly want. I'm your host, Jordan Meyer, trauma and resiliency therapist. Join me here each week where we will learn one tool that you can use to help you become the person you've always wanted to be and live each day with more happiness. Now, in today's episode, we're talking about trust. Oh, trust is so important and so talked about in so many different ways. So there are a lot of areas that you can go with trust. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about, in particular, how trust shows up in a relationship and what to do if you're a person who finds it difficult to trust other people. Okay, so trust, by definition and in the root of the essence of the words in itself, is when you give somebody trust or you allow trust in other people, what you're saying to them is that you're saying, at this moment, I am letting go of complete control of this situation. I'm allowing you to have some autonomy in how this relationship works, how we interact with each other, and how we're going to continue moving forward. Okay, now that relinquishing of control can be a really scary thing, and that's why giving people trust is difficult. It's hard, right? If you're the kind of person that finds it hard to trust people, then I would inevitably go back to the fact that first ask yourself the question of, do you have a control problem? Do you find it difficult to let go of control in your life because of hurt or because of mistrust that's happened to you? And if you can't let go of that control, then you can't let people trust you. And you can't trust people back, right? You can't give that trust because you're not willing to let go of that control. So trusting people and allowing them to trust you back is a two-way relationship. It's a double-edged street, right? We can't give somebody trust without us also acknowledging that the other person exists. And this is often where our pitfall is. This is often where we come into faults of saying that I can't trust you. And what we're really saying in that moment is I'm not willing to let go of control enough that I can give it to you. Or number two, I am not willing to risk being hurt if you break that trust. And that's a real thing. Right? If we let that trust go and we let that accountability go, we're giving ourselves an opening to be hurt because of that mistrust. But if we go back to last time's episode, right? If we go back to that vulnerability episode, and if you haven't listened to it, please go back and listen to it, right? Last episode of How Do I Be More Vulnerable. It applies in this situation as well. Because if you're not willing to give someone that trust because of that fear that they're going to hurt you, then you're not ready to trust, right? You're not ready to be in that relationship where you can give that. And really what it comes down to is you. It comes down to you're not willing to do your side of things. You're not willing to clean up your side of the street, because whether or not a person breaks your trust is not them. It's you. If they break your trust, why does that have any change on you? Why does that have any effect on how you see yourself or see the world around you? Yes, they broke your trust. That's on them, not on you, right? You can still trust people regardless of what they do. Now, I realize there are different levels of mistrust that happen to us in the world, right? And I will openly acknowledge that. I'm talking about on the basis of being able to trust anybody in a relationship, a loved one, right? We need to understand that trust is going to be that two-way street. We have to let go of that control in order to do that. Now, as an example, given we often think that if we're going to extend someone trust, or rather, let's use the example of someone trying to earn back trust, right? If that person has lost my trust and I say to them, you know what? I can't trust you. You have to earn back my trust. Now, what does that statement actually mean? Because giving somebody the trust is on you. So how is it that they're supposed to earn back your trust if you're the one calling the shots? So when we use that statement of you have to earn back my trust, we're not doing anything other than trying to control and manipulate. It is a farce to think that if someone has lost their trust that they have to earn it back from you, because you're the only one that can give it. There is nothing that they can do to earn that back. What happens is that an extended period of time goes on, or you have deemed that your judgment of them, that loss of trust and mistrust has now been paid for or recompensed, or it's now acceptable to at least give some leeway because it's been enough time. what happens in that moment is then you decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to extend you a little bit of trust and see what you do with it. And that is the essence of how trust works. In order for somebody to trust and to trust us back, we have to be the one to extend the trust. We have to be the one to say, I'm going to give you this aspect of trust, this autonomy, this area where you can prove to me that you're accountable in our relationship, and I'm going to see what you do with it. When you tell someone that you have to earn my trust back, that's a game. That is a fallacy to think that they're going to do anything other than wait for a period of time where you decide then that you're going to extend that trust again to them. It all comes back to us. It all comes to us whether or not we are going to extend that trust and work towards acceptance and forgiveness of them and for us. So if you find yourself in relationships saying to people, you've lost my trust or you have to earn my trust or whatever that looks like, then I want you to check yourself. I want you to look in the mirror and ask yourself, why is it that you're not giving that trust to them? Because there is a reality to the fact that maybe you can't do that right now. Maybe you're not willing to do that right now, and that's okay. You just need to acknowledge the reality of where you're actually at authentically and openly with yourself and say, hey, you know what? I want to be able to trust you, but right now I can't give that to you. And I don't know when I'm going to be able to give that to you, but I will try to get there. That is a lot more authentic response, a lot more true to you than trying to make that person work for it and gain it back, because that doesn't work. It's not real, it's not reality, and it leads people into a lot more of hurt situations, okay? So with this example, how many of you ask yourself this question? I know for me this was true, right? And I know if my parents are listening right now, they're going to say the same thing. How many of you growing up reached a point where your parents said, oh, you've lost my trust, right? We did something or said something, came home past curfew, whatever it is, and we lost their trust, okay? Now what happens? Maybe you have to do chores, maybe you're grounded for a bit, maybe you got to clean out the garage, maybe 6 months passes by and all of a sudden you go, hey, and your parents go, yeah, you know what, okay, we'll try it again, right? You didn't do anything to earn the trust back. All you did was just do your time until your parents decided that they were going to give it to you again, right? And this example, right, for me personally, this was something that happened. And I'm very fortunate and grateful to have fantastic parents who did this, because there was moments as a kid that I messed up. There was moments where I did something to break the trust, or I lied, or wasn't completely truthful. And my parents at that point said, hey, you know what, you made a mistake, and that's okay, but you need to learn from that. You need to now have another opportunity to prove that you can be that person, that you can be true to your word, that you can have integrity and be who you say you want to be. And the only way that I could do that is if that opportunity was extended to me again. And that's what you do as parents, is you extend that opportunity. Now, that same situation responds in a spouse, in a sibling, in a loved one, in any situation that you can think of where someone has mistaken and messed up, and that trust was gone and lost. I would encourage you, give them an opportunity to be that person. If you truly want them to be that person, then don't get in that way. Don't be the one to stifle that because of your anger, because of your resentment, because you can't forgive them or yourself. Okay? You need to be the one to take that step. Trust is not earned, it's extended. And if you can be the strong one and give that opportunity to another person, that they can rise to the occasion, that they can truly be that person and live with that integrity and say, yes, I will live to this trust and autonomy that you're giving me, then you have that relationship you're looking for. They can be that person. Okay? So if you want more trusting relationships in your life, be the one to extend the trust. Swallow the pride, work through the hate, work towards forgiveness and acceptance. Be the one to extend that trust. Give people grace. We make mistakes, and I realize that some mistakes are worse than others, but nonetheless, they're mistakes. As human beings, we need room to grow. We need room to progress and be better, and the only way that we can be better is if that is extended to us, is if somebody gives us that opportunity and that chance to be that better person. So if you want a better relationship and to have more trust, the best thing that you can do is to change that language of having people earn it back, and you give it to them. You be that bigger person. Because when you can do that, you'll have a lot more love in your life, a lot more relationships, a lot more intimacy and opportunity because you have extended that to people. Now, what happens if when you extend that to somebody that they break that trust? That's okay. Don't take it personal. You extended that to them with nothing in return. You said, hey, as a person, as an individual, I want love and acceptance and people in my life that I can trust. So here is this opportunity for you to rise to the occasion. And you know what? You didn't rise to the occasion. You broke my trust. You lied to me. You stole from me. You betrayed it in whatever way that they betrayed it. That's on them. And it will continue to be on them. Now, I realize at that point, maybe if they break your trust, you can't have them in your life. That's okay. You know what? That's okay. If that's the decision you have to make for a boundary to protect yourself, then set that boundary. Protect yourself. Do what you got to do. But don't let that hate and resentment and that lack of trust that happened in that one moment change the rest of the relationships in your life. Okay? Correlation does not mean causation. And that statement means that just because one person does something to you doesn't mean everybody is going to do that to you. Just because one person lied to you doesn't mean everybody is going to lie to you. Don't globalize and generalize something that one person did. Step into that vulnerability. Extend that trust. Be that person. Give that opportunity. And if the other person rises to the occasion, if they step in that circle with you, if they walk with integrity and they honor that trust, then they are a blessing and a benefit to your life and you keep them. If they're not, let them go. But you get to decide how you do that. Don't blame the world for the hurt that you feel when you have the power to change it. Thank you for listening. As always, if you'd enjoyed today's episode, please share with your friends and family and join me here next week. If you happen to live in the Utah Salt Lake area, please reach out for help if needed. You can find me on Instagram at jordanmeyer.cmhc. Follow me on Facebook. And remember, you can find this episode and future episodes on any podcast platform, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and I will see y'all next week.